Hi, everybody. This is Joe.
And this is Lisa.
And welcome to the Cheap Date Show. Today, we are with Megan Freebeck, who is the Community Relations Manager for the Lincoln Park Community Shelter. Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, doing real well.
Hi, Megan.
So, you're here to talk to us about an event that's coming up for a benefit for the shelter, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's called Taste of Fall, and it's a fundraiser that we have every year for the Lincoln Park Community Shelter.
Wonderful. So, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the event is going to be on Friday, October 26th. It's from 7 to 11 p.m., and it's held at Gallery 1028, which is right in Goose Island. And it's $75 a person, entirely free parking, and that includes all food and beverages and anything else that we offer at the event.
So I learned about this through a friend. I hear it's really a blast. Can you tell us a little bit about what goes on at the Taste of Fall?
Definitely. It is a ton of fun, and it's a little bit unique in that we try to have all the flavors resemble fall flavors.
Oh,
so
cool.
We have lots of different, it's fun. We have lots of different restaurant vendors. Gayhaz Cafe, Basil Leaf Cafe, Zapatista, Pastoral, Austrian Bakery, J. Alexander's, lots of really great local Chicago restaurants that have good fall flavors. And you walk around and you sample the food and you get to talk to the restaurant servers and vendors themselves. And we also have a silent auction, which is really great. The silent auction is themed. It's all things that you can do in Chicago. So places to eat, sporting events, museums, theaters, just about giving you a lot of great opportunities right before the winter hits to have fun in Chicago.
Okay, great. Well, food and drink, that's what we want to do in the winter, right? It sounds like a great
definitely.
Way to kick
Yeah, we do have a live band there. The Tony Bondi Project plays every year, and they're really, really great. They have a fantastic sound. So that's a little more entertainment for everyone. And then here we have photo booths there and some fun fall activities that people can participate in. But mostly just the food is the best part.
Of course.
Okay, well, that's what we're all about. Yeah, it sounds really cool. Now, how many of these have you done?
We've done, this is going to be the fifth one that we've done at with the Lincoln Park Community Shelter. So, you know, we've had a few years to really find its brand and how it works very well. So we're really excited about it. I think it's come into its own and people start to look forward to it. It's the end of summer and people start asking, oh, when are tickets going on sale? When does that start?
Oh, that's
really
great.
Fun.
That's great.
Yeah, great way to kick it off. So tell us a little bit about the Lincoln Park Community Shelter. Who does it benefit and who supports it? We know you have a nice, impressive list of sponsors for this event, but tell us a little bit about the shelter itself.
Definitely. The Lincoln Park Community Shelter, which is located right in the heart of Lincoln Park, is interim housing. So it's a comprehensive social service agency for adult men and women experiencing homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide shelter, basic needs to homeless neighbors. We've been around for over 25 years. But we also provide some things that are a little more unique. Along with just housing and meals, we have social services. We have classes that people can take to help them with job placement and resumes and financial management, as well as an incredible group of over 2,000 volunteers every single year. The event specifically is to raise money for that very last financial hurdle into homes. We call it opening doors, helping with deposits and apartment fees and anything like that for that very last step into a house.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, what a great organization.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had heard something about the, and I don't want to tip any surprises or anything like that, but a friend of ours who connected us with this was telling us about how at the silent auction you actually had actual doors up that were being opened as items were being auctioned.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So what we do as part of our appeal is we have a display of actual doors, and as we raise money at the end of the event, we open them up, and then you're able to see an actual photograph or an image or a story about someone who's graduated from our program, and it's really nice to be able to connect with people who have found success at the Lincoln Park Community Shelter.
That's great. And then how long has the shelter been around?
Over 25 years. Uh-huh. This is our 27th anniversary. And we started as an emergency shelter and through that have become just an incredible program that I'm so proud to be a part of. I know everyone else is really proud of it as well.
How do we register for the event or get tickets?
Sure. So really, you can get tickets a lot of different ways. The main way is you can visit the website, which is www.tasteoffall.org, or you can call the shelter itself, 773-549-6111. And if you just call and ask to learn more about the event, someone can direct you to me or anyone else who's participating in this. But the www.tasteoffall.org has a lot of information and photos from last year that you might need.
Wonderful.
Okay, super. And what about if somebody is interested in volunteering or helping out at the shelter but not able to make the event?
Sure. We have tons of really great volunteer opportunities. We really appreciate all our volunteers a lot. Same phone number you can call, 773-549-6111, or you can visit our LPCS website, which is www.lpcsonline.org, and you can find all the contacts and information there.
Mm-hmm. Are there other events that you hold during the year? I realize this is one big fundraiser, but are there other events that you hold that are open to the public during the year?
Absolutely. We have an event in spring, which is more like a gala. It's called Metamorphosis, and we have that at the end of April this year. And that one's a lot of fun as well. That one is more sit-down meals, and people dress up a lot. The main difference between these two is Taste of Fall is a lot more casual and a more fun, relaxed atmosphere. Metamorphosis is when you want to get a little more fancy.
Ah, so I have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, definitely.
You can practice tying your bow tie.
Yeah, practice tying my bow tie and making my cufflinks. Make sure my cufflinks are all shined up.
Absolutely. Those are two big events. But, you know, throughout the year we try to do fun things. We're doing a kickball tournament with some other shelters in October, and we've done 5K races to help raise awareness. We try to do a lot of stuff in the community to help out.
And I can imagine. So is the kickball tournament held actually in Lincoln Park?
It is, yeah. We're very excited. This is the first year we've done that. It's going to be right by the Lincoln Park Zoo, and it's completely an event just for fun and for exercise and team building and morale. Yeah.
I may have to get in on that.
Absolutely. I'm worried everyone's getting so excited about it. Maybe I shouldn't play and let them win.
Well, we're so glad to have had this opportunity to learn about the shelter and the events. It sounds like such a great cause and a lot of fun. Could you just remind us again when and where for the Taste
of Fall?
Yeah, of
course. It's October 26th, and it's on a Friday night. All proceeds benefit the Lincoln Park Community Shelter at Gallery 1028, and you can register at www.tasteoffall.org.
Great.
And free parking.
Free parking,
yes.
Lots of it, too.
Every time you talk about something in the city, well, you got to park.
Definitely.
Like
lots of free available parking, which is great.
An excuse for this one. Megan, thank you so much for joining us on Cheap Date. We're so excited about this event and hope to see lots of people there.
That's right.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure thing. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.